Graceful Touch by Tord Gustafsson with Harald Jonsson and Jarle Vespasad in 2001. It comes from the album Changing Places. Well, I'll be back next week at the usual time with a longer than usual edition of Jazz Record Requests. There's no jazz lineup next week, but there is now. Here's Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's programme, the second instalment of concert music from saxophonist Ravi Coltrane, featuring sounds like this. Ravi Coltrane, and more from that special concert set later on the programme. Also on this week's show, I'll be joined by vocalist and festival director Giorgia Mancio to preview this year's Revoice Festival. First up, something from the Inspired Spiritual Jazz series. Earlier volumes examined a catalogue of music from the United States, then Europe, and now on Volume 5 they present music befitting the spiritual from South America, Africa, Asia and the West Indies, as well as the East. From the Turkish artist Jazz Semai, this is Koy Yolu. We'll be right back. Koy Yolu, recorded in Turkey in 1978, and that was the group Jazz Semai, featured on an impressive collection with the byline Esoteric, Modal and Deep Jazz from Around the World from 1961 to 1979. And the depth shows with the inclusion of two Argentinian jazz heavyweights in pianist Jorge Lopez Ruiz and tenor man Chivo Barraro, and many other great artists from Venezuela, Japan and also South Africa. The album is called Spiritual Jazz 5, and it's out now. Well, we move into the arena of the distinguished British jazz artists, and it's the sound of saxophonist and composer John Sermon, who releases a new album featuring a collection of specially written music for the Bergen Big Band. In his notes, Sermon talks about writing something that didn't just feature him, but also integrated the players in the big band. He does his own version of Thelonious Monk's Ruby, My Dear, but the piece we're going to hear is a John Sermon original called Scare 'Em Up. Thank you. French-Vietnamese guitarist Nguyen Le and his cover of Pink Floyd's Breathe from, as many of you can tell, the rock classic Dark Side of the Moon. The guitarist collaborates with British composer and arranger Mike Gibbs and the NDR Big Band for an album called Celebrating the Dark Side of the Moon. The original was released 41 years ago. On this album, the vocal duties are taken care of by Korean singer Yoon Sun Na and the effervescent drumming from the irrepressible Gary Husband. And that came hot in the heels of sax man John Sermon with Norway's Bergen Big Band playing Scare 'Em Up from his new album Another Sky out on the Grappa label. And watch out for John Sermon at the upcoming London Jazz Festival on the 14th and 15th of November at King's Place. Well, from the big band sound to the trio and piano hero Chick Corea with Brian Blade on drums and Christian McBride on the bass, they release a new trio album, This Is Recorder Me.
Thank you.
the excellent Chick Corea in fine form on the classic Joe Henderson composition Recorder Me. The album is a 3-CD collection of his current working trio with Christian McBride and Brian Blade, recorded at choice concerts across the world. They're on great form and, in my opinion, rate with Chick's best ever trios. The album is called Trilogy and out on the Concord label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Next up, I'm joined by vocalist and festival director Giorgia Manchio for a preview of this year's Revoice Festival. As the title suggests, all things vocal featuring one of London's most welcome and regular jazz events. And this year marks its 5th anniversary and an expansion as it takes place over 12 nights and 4 venues in and out of London. The Revoice Festival this year runs from the 9th to the 20th of October. And before Giorgia joins me, let's hear from one of the artists performing at the festival this year. She's performing at the Pizza Express on the 16th of October. This is Same Reality, and the vocalist is Sandra Nkake.
Every day I find myself all alone, coming to this place where I don't belong. I know it's the time to forget my pain. Every day I stand waiting for my fate to change. My eyes are open, my head in the clouds, my heart slowly beats. Each day nobody sees me, back against the wall, same reality. Each day client number 9 will give me a dime and a big black. Each day, no more tears to cry. My soul is so dry, same reality. Every day I find myself all alone, coming to this place where I don't belong. I know it's the time to forget my pain. Stand waiting for my fate to change. Bruises on my body, darkness in my mind, courage getting low. Each day brown sugar won't soothe my pain, same reality. Each day, a wife without a name is crying upstairs every day. Each day, sorrows on the pavement begging for a dime every day. Forget my pain. Every day I stand waiting for my fate to change. To change.
Same reality from the unusual and breathy voice of Sandra Nkake, who appears at this year's expanded Revoice Festival. And it's my pleasure to welcome the brains and voice behind the festival, Georgia Mancio. Georgia Mancio. Welcome, Georgia.
Thank you so much, Julian.
It's great to have you here, and congratulations on your fifth year. So tell us about Sandra Nkake.
I think Sandra kind of embodies the concept of Revoice for me, mm-hmm. because the initial thought behind putting the festival together was to showcase artists that didn't really have a platform in the UK.
Right.
And I was finding that sometimes there'd be artists who had a huge audience elsewhere on the continent or even beyond, mm-hmm. and didn't tour in the UK. And someone like Sandra Nkake is that. She won Best New Jazz Artist at the French Music Awards in 2012. She's actually a very respected actor and comedienne. She's only produced two albums, but she's definitely building up, you know, a big following. But here she's sort of relatively unknown. And she really brings her acting, you know, background to her performances. So she's very much an artist that thinks about the whole, you know, event, not just am I a great singer, which she really is.
Mm.
And in a way, that track sort of showcases just a tiny portion of what she can do.
Yeah, there's a great intensity and difference in her. She's quite unusual.
She's very unusual. So I think she's going to be absolutely fascinating to watch. And the show that she's bringing to Revoice is called Shadow of a Doubt, which is based on film noir characters and sort of the whole notion of, you know, visuals and soundscapes. So I'm really, really looking forward to that night.
That's going to bring a whole different flavour to the festival.
Definitely. I'm really intrigued by people who have performance skills, you know, as attuned to their sort of musical skills. And we've sort of create, because every night I do a support or opening set, I always try to think of how that would complement what's coming next. And I'm doing that opening show with Tom Corley, great mm. British pianist, who suggested that we write a set of music, brand new music, you know, to fit with what Sandra's doing. So that's going to be fascinating for all of us.
Well, we heard Same Reality from Sandra, and that was taken from her album Nothing for Granted. And the public's appetite for vocal jazz, do you find there's a great appetite for it?
I think there is, because it's such a great way into the music.
Mm.
And I have a problem with people who separate vocal jazz from non-vocal jazz.
Mm.
And actually, I don't really think of Revoice as a jazz festival as
right.
such, because I think of it as a voice festival.
Okay.
And I hate to think that audiences might miss out because they think it's going to be something that's not quite for them.
Mm.
But I think, you know, there'll always be you know, a place for vocalists and great vocalists, because they speak directly, literally, you know, to an audience. But then what works so well is a vocalist that integrates with a band, with the musicians, and it's not just about vocals plus a few other musicians that you never get to hear about. And that's something that's very important to me as well with Revoice, is to bring the musicians to the fore. And, you know, it's just about creating a great night or a great series of performances.
Well, it's been 5 years and it's expanded. It's in a number of different venues, and as well as being in London and outside of London, there are many challenges to running a festival. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, I think it's the sort of wearing of the different hats and
mm-hmm.
And trying to get the balance between them right, you know, because obviously I try and separate myself as a performer, which is what I am first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
and that's the most important thing to me.
Right.
But I'm aware that, you know, I'm in charge of the whole way that this comes across to an audience, so I'm very mindful of programming different artists so that you're not sort of almost in competition with yourself.
Mm.
I also try and think about an audience that might be new to, well, we'll call it jazz for now, but, you know, or might not sort of know some of these audiences, some of these artists. So just a way, different ways of getting the word out about these artists.
Do you think the word jazz puts people off?
I think, sadly, it does. And that's because there's still this sort of strange concept that it happens either at late night smoky bars, which aren't even smoky anymore, or that it's somehow way too complicated to understand. But I think it all comes down to the performance. Again, it's the way that the performers connect to an audience. And you can offer the most complicated music, but if you present it well and you explain it well to an audience, I think people are desperate to actually have that real connection with music. I think they're fed up of this sort of, you know, watered down, meaningless music. I think they need, you know, proper creativity in their lives. I think we all do.
And somehow jazz gets, the word jazz seems to get in the way.
Yes, I'm tormented about it because I don't like to drop the word jazz. And when I said I don't think of Revoice as a jazz voice festival, it's not because I'm worried to use the word. I'm just sort of mindful that people might think, I mean, we've all had that scenario where people come up and say, I didn't think I liked jazz, but I liked what you did, or I liked what they did tonight, you know. And that worries me, that there's obviously a disconnect between what people actually think this music is, you know.
Well, we're going to hear another great artist next, someone who's been around quite a while. Actually, one of my favourite vocalists, Carmen Lundy.
I'm absolutely thrilled to have Carmen Lundy at Revoice this year. As you said, it's our fifth anniversary, so it's a big landmark for me. And someone like Carmen, I have so much respect for somebody who's been in the industry for four decades now. And she's presenting a new album called Soul to Soul, which I think is her 14th album. And actually, she not only composed all the music, she actually initially recorded all the instruments herself before then bringing in her fantastic band, which features the great Patrice Rushen on piano. So she's not only a very individual vocalist, because she's got such a distinctive sound, she's, you know, really makes huge strides as a female composer, of which there's still underrepresented. I'm delighted she's going to be joining us for the last two nights at the Pizza Express.
Well, we're going to hear from that album Soul to Soul, and this is the title track.
Secrets are teardrops coming from the soul. Answers to questions waiting to be told. The heartache you feel, it can be healed by the warmth of the hand reaching out for you to hold. Secrets are mysteries coming from the spirit. And in time, everybody wants to know. Que será, 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 what will be, will be, nobody but you and me. is not afraid of mystery. Oh, all of your secrets will be safe with me. From soul to soul to soul, like water quenching the thirst for your passion, with the sweetness of a kiss from your lips to mine. From soul to soul to soul, oh, oh, oh. From soul to soul to soul, from soul to soul.
The soulful and sultry Carmen Lundy, and that was Soul to Soul from her album of the same name, one of the true vocal giants of our time. And she's playing the festival on the 17th and 18th of October. So, curating artists, choosing the people who are coming, how specifically are you doing that? Because there is a general leaning towards jazz and towards artists who push some boundaries, some who are familiar to the audience. But how is it for you specifically?
Every year is a bit different. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of learnt to let things happen. Mm-hmm. Because I think you start off the year thinking, here's my wish list and who I would love to have. And mm-hmm. sometimes there are artists that I've been talking to for 2 and 3 years trying to make it happen. But then things come in, artists that might be touring that is going to be a perfect fit. And part of the ethos as well with Revoice is the other sort of meaning of Revoice, literally to sort of voice something again and to give an opportunity for artists who've already appeared at the festival to come back.
Right.
mostly with a sort of different project. But that I found has worked really well because it's so difficult to get audiences in mm-hmm. to see unknown in inverted commas artists that mm. one night actually sometimes is really not that much and it can sort of fall by the wayside. Yeah. So for instance, we have Dana Torto this year, who's a fantastic Italian vocalist who's worked with Mike Stern and Steve Coleman and Paolo Fresu. Mm. And she's celebrating a 10-year collaboration with the great British pianist John Taylor. Mm. And they're joined this time by Julian Siegel, fantastic British saxophonist. And they're doing a new project. They appeared in 2011, Revoice 2011. And this time they're doing a sort of exploration of the music of Paul McCartney, which is fascinating, actually, an mm. Italian vocalist who's sort of known for Kenny Wheeler, you know, interpretations. She's going to be tackling something totally different. And same with a great American, pure jazz vocalist, Rebecca Paris, who was actually in the very, very first Revoice in 2010. She's coming back with a collaborating with a great British band. So that element is very important to me. And then just sort of being open-minded and trying to sort of explore artists that I might not have instinctively have been drawn to. I have carte blanche, if you like, of the programming. A lot of support from the Pizza Express and Ross Dines, who co-produces Revoice with me. Mm-hmm. But in terms of programming, it's very much sort of personal choices. Mm-hmm. And I think I have to have the integrity to believe that I can, you know, sell the artist, if you like. Otherwise, you know, if I don't believe in what they're doing, it's going to be very hard to sort of put that across to a potential audience.
Mm. Well, there are more venues involved because the Pizza Express has been the focal point for the festival over the last 4 years and this fifth festival. What are the other venues you're using?
Well, our first night is at the Watermill Jazz in Dorking. I did a show there last year and was absolutely knocked out by the audience reaction. Mm. And I did a specific show, which was all the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Oh, wow.
And most of it's in Portuguese. And I'm aware that that can be quite hard work for an audience. Mm. And they were just so incredibly responsive and with you all the way. So we talked about the possibility of doing a Revoice show and they were completely up for it immediately. And the same happened with our other out-of-town venue, which is going to be in Bury St Edmunds at the Apex Theatre. This is curated by another musician, great singer-pianist Chris Ingham. Mm-hmm. And again, same thing. I had worked on one of his shows and he's built up a really strong audience who seem to just trust his brand and trust what he's going to offer them and then go for it. So you feel like you're already sort of halfway there with an audience. And then the final night on the 20th of October is going to be at London 606 Club. Oh. And I've got so much admiration for Steve Ruby, who's kept that place running for over 30 years.
That's right.
Not quite single-handedly, but, you know, just from running a festival for 5 years, I can see how much work that is. And I can't really imagine presenting music 7 nights a week. And he really wanted to do something a bit different, so that it stood out from the Pizza Express shows. And so we're kind of doing a show with three vocalists, myself and two British artists. One is the great songwriter Sarah Coleman. Mm-hmm. And the other is someone who's really making big strides on the scene here is Randolph Matthews, mm-hmm. who does a lot of beatbox and chanting and soul music. Really very fascinating mix. So we're going to kind of pull together all our different experiences and different jazz music sensibilities, I guess, and create a brand new show.
So you're expanding into new venues. It's established as the fifth year, which is a remarkable achievement. Georgia, many thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Julian.
It's been a pleasure. And this is Georgia with Nigel Price on guitar and Julie Walkington on the bass with Mania de Carnaval.
A day in the tears of goodbye.
Giorgio Manchio and Mania de Carnaval with guitarist Nigel Price and Julie Walkington on bass from the album Come Rain or Shine. And the Revoice Festival runs from October 9th to the 20th. And for more details on this year's festival, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. It's time now for tonight's concert set featuring saxophonist Ravi Coltrane. You may have heard some of Ravi's music on last week's programme, and tonight we bring you a second instalment. Ravi has a very impressive musical heritage as the son of the iconic John and Alice Coltrane. Over three decades, he's worked with a host of greats, including Steve Coleman, who influenced his approach greatly. He went on to expand other aspects of his musicianship and made a strong impression on me with his group The Mad Six from 2002. With this group, he displayed continued development in his playing and in his music, which was heavily inspired by inventive use of rhythm, reconciled tastefully into a conception that he continues to develop today. Our concert set was recorded on the 9th of May this year at the Rolf Liebermann Studio at the North German broadcaster, known as the NDR, in Hamburg, Germany, and features the talents of David Varellas on piano, Desmond Douglas on the double bass, and Jonathan Blake on the drums, with Ravi Coltrane on tenor saxophone and soprano saxophone. The band opened this set with Ravi's composition, Quilly's Blade.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Saxophonist Ravi Coltrane and his band ending tonight's concert set, recorded at the Rolf Liebermann Studio at the NDR in Hamburg, Germany, featuring David Vareles on the piano, Desiree Douglas on double bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. For more information on Ravi Coltrane and for all the titles played on this week's program, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost the end of this week's Jazz Lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith's Jazz tonight at midnight, and on Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson. This week he pays tribute to bassist Charlie Hayden with an archive performance from his band Quartet West. To sign off with tonight, something new on the Mac Avenue label. And this is what happens when you choose members from their impressive roster of artists and put them in one group. Well, you get Rodney Whittaker, Carl Allen, Gary Burton, Warren Wolf, Aaron Deal, Sean Jones, Evan Perry, and Kirk Whalen. The Mac Avenue Superband. This is Two Bass Hit. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
That was Two Bass Hit, performed by the Mac Avenue Superband, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade, and you'll find more information on jazz lineup on the programme's page of the BBC Radio 3 website.
Opera on 3 is back for a new season. Radio 3 travels to Glyndebourne to bring you a brilliant early opera by the 18-year-old Mozart, La Finta Giardiniera, with a story that follows seven characters searching for love and trying to discover what is real and what is pretend. Soprano Christiana Karg sings the title role of the fake gardener, with Glyndebourne's new music director Robin Ticciati conducting the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. So join me, Martin Handley, to kickstart the Opera on 3 season with Mozart's La Finta Giardiniera from Glyndebourne. Monday evening at 7:15, or listen in HD sound via the Radio 3 website.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to this Saturday evening on BBC Radio 3, where Between the Ears later tonight brings you The Apocalypse. Harriet Walter leads the cast of our drama, performed live at 10 o'clock. And then after the world has ended, Robert Warby will be along to present Here and Now at 10:30. That's all here on BBC Radio 3, where it's now just after 7:30, time for Radio 3 Live in Concert from The Sage in Gateshead. It's presented by Adam Tomlinson.
Welcome to Sage Gateshead, this evening's Live in Concert here on BBC Radio 3, featuring Royal Northern Sinfonia and introducing their music director-designate, Lars Vogt. In this evening's concert, we're going to hear two of Beethoven's most loved and perhaps most performed works, the Egmont Overture and his Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral. Sandwiched in between is Brahms' magnificent violin concerto in D major. But it's all change here for Royal Northern Sinfonia, as the orchestra, described by one national newspaper as the best chamber orchestra in Britain, welcomes Lars Vogt, who takes up his post as music director in September next year. For the last 12 years, the orchestra has been guided by Thomas Zeitmeier, who brought his time with Royal Northern to an end in June of this year with a concert at London's Milton Court Concert Hall. This evening's concert is dedicated to the memory of Franz Brücken, who died in August, a great musician and a very great friend of Royal Northern Sinfonia. Now, the programme this evening of Beethoven and Brahms, those two musical heavyweights, starts a brand new season of concerts at Sage Gateshead as the building itself celebrates its 10th birthday this year. Later, we'll hear Elisa Margulis perform Brahms' violin concerto in D major, and then, after the interval, Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, The Pastoral. But to start, what better than an overture? From an early age, Beethoven was fascinated by Egmont, the drama by the German poet and playwright Goethe. In 1809, Beethoven was invited to write the incidental music for a revival of Egmont, an invitation he quickly accepted, and wrote to Goethe saying, "This wonderful Egmont, which I read and felt and set to music, thinking of you." The overture is a tone poem following the life and death of Prince Egmont, who, in the 16th century, rebelled against attempts by the Duke of Alba, governor of Flanders, to make Flanders a Spanish dependency. The prince was betrayed by the duke, condemned for treason, and executed. The overture follows our hero, who's torn between patriotism and love, before the so-called Symphony of Victory sequence leads us, in Egmont's footsteps, to the scaffold. Please welcome to the stage Lars Vogt to conduct Royal Northern Sinfonia performing Beethoven's Egmont Overture.